After voting in favor of the city drafting a mask mandate last week, the Twin Falls City Council abruptly reversed course Monday night. Rachel Cohen reports.
After nearly 4 hours of testimony largely in opposition to masks, the council tabled the mandate indefinitely. The motion came from Sean Berger, who was the original proponent of the discussion. Councilmember Chris Reed said to an audience that had come to oppose the mandate and often question the seriousness of the pandemic that more education is necessary.
To work with this community, work with this group on how do we get that information out into our community.
The council voted 5-2 last week to move a mandate forward. This week, Craig Hawkins was the sole member to vote against the tabling. This was despite medical professionals urging council members to enact a mask ordinance.
We respectfully request you consider leading the strategies we presented to you and begin by passing this temporary masking ordinance. The health of your community depends on this.
That's Arlen Blaylock, the chief operating and nursing officer at St. Luke's Magic Valley in Jerome. He says twice in the past 10 days, the hospital has closed to new patients because it's been full. Instead, it's transferred them elsewhere. Just before 10 p.m., the council cut testimony short, moving on to the next item before establishing any course of action to tackle the pandemic. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.